So hello and welcome everyone. It's good to see you again. Missed you. Makes my heart happy to sit with you and be back in the space of happy hour. So for today's practice, I'd like to share a poem as inspiration. And the poem is by Rilke. And those of you who sat the retreat, I shared this the retreat last week, 2 weeks ago. Now I'm losing track. I shared this poem in the evening as a tucking to bed poem. It's one of the poems. So, and I've been reflecting on it. It's such a beautiful poem. So it's very short. Here we go. The poem is by Rilke. Rainer Maria Rilke. And the name of it is In My Life. In My Life. And in terms for resources, it's from Rilke's Book of Hours, Love Poems to God. So the poem is, I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not ever complete the last one, but I give myself to it. I may not ever complete the last one, but I give myself to it. I want to say a few words and then we'll do a meditation. So in this practice, when we practice the Brahma Viharas, we practice them in widening circles, as you've noticed. We start with ourselves. We go to our benefactors, our good friend, the neutral person we're having difficulty with, the all beings. So all widening circles. We practice expanding our heart. We live this practice in widening circles that reach across the world, as Rilke says. The last category, all beings, reaches across the world. Our goodwill, our kindness reach across the world. And we may not ever complete the last one, the last circle, completely with every being in every condition, every situation. But we give our hearts to it. We give ourselves to it. It's an act of dedication. It's an act of honoring. It's an aspiration, not an expectation that we will make sure every being everywhere is definitely okay. And it's an aspiration. We give our lives to cultivating this goodwill, this friendliness to all beings everywhere. And given that metta, compassion, the practices of the heart are intertwined with awakening, we can also think of this poem as a dedication to awakening, that we may not ever complete the last stage of awakening in this life. We might, we may not. As Upandita, the title of his book, this the master, meditation master Upandita, the title of his book was In This Very Life, In This Very Life. So who knows? Maybe in this very life. And yet, if we do not get to complete the last one, this last circle, the last stage, we give ourselves to it. We dedicate this moment to it, our life to it, as a part of our path. When we are sitting, when we're walking, when we're interacting with others, can we bring kindness to mind? When we're interacting with ourselves, can we bring kindness to mind? Can we be kind? Can we be aware? Can we not be caught? So Now, with those words, I like to read the poem one more time and let it land for you in any way that it inspires you and it provides aspiration. I live my life in widening circles. I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not ever complete the last one, but I give myself to it. I may not ever complete the last one, but I give myself to it. So with that inspiration of giving ourselves to it, our hearts to it, let us practice. So, getting into our meditation posture, whatever it might be, lying down, sitting up straighter, see what is most supportive to you. And landing in this body, in this moment. Turning our gaze inward at first. With the breath, with this body to arrive, to settle, to relax, to greet this moment, to greet this body, however it is, inviting it to soften, to relax, to settle. Your thoughts arising, concerns, stories, ask yourself, do I need to be thinking this right now? And smilingly, with humor, letting the balloons of thought go, opening your hand, let them float away. Let yourself sink into this body. Feeling comfortable, comfortably supported by the earth. Giving your weight to the earth, landing in your chair, your cushion. No need to contract or hold up any muscles yourself. Just taking a few minutes to arrive with the breath in the body, for the mind to settle. To collect. How is the heart right now? How is the body in this moment? How is the mind? Just lightly, lightly curious, aware. Of whatever is arising. Arising and passing. It's okay. Now, I'd like to invite you with this reflection for practice. Considering your life. The arc of your life. Living your life. Living my life. As Rilke says, in widening circles, living our life. What does it mean to live my life? To cultivate my heart, my mind. The aspiration to live our life in widening circles. Not an expectation with pressure, but an aspiration. A dedication to dedicate our life, our burgeoning, our growth to these expansive, expanding, widening ways of being, relaxing, widening circles. Living, loving, caring, being friendly. Being open, being curious, being generous, being happy for others' happiness. Being compassionate with pain. In ever widening, expanding circles. as if with each breath being breathed into our abdomen, into our heart center, in the middle of our chest. As if each breath, in breath and out breath, touched to our aspirations, any of the aspirations I mentioned. Growing in generosity and kindness, in gladness, in widening circles. Imagining each breath touching into this aspiration. Expanding to widening circles. And we may never complete the last one, but to give our lives, our hearts to it, it's an aspiration as a direction. This is important to me. This is how I want to show up in the world, who I want to be, who I want to become, in widening circles, expanding. Into a more expansive, complete, realized version of myself. Setting intention, aspiration, reconnecting with the aspiration with every breath. Reconnecting, reaffirming our aspiration, intention with each breath. What is your aspiration? The way you like to grow in widening circles. In wisdom, love, equanimity, generosity. Connecting with each breath. With these widening circles. I'll read the poem one more time and let it wash over you. I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not ever complete the last one. But I give myself to it. And for the last minute of this practice period, reconnecting with our aspiration, our intention for our life, these widening circles. And seeing ourselves an image just for a moment, as if a visitation from the future, from a future version of ourselves. Who has traveled, who has grown, lived. These widening circles of heart and mind, looking at us, this image of us, aspiring us, inviting us, come, come, yes, you can, yes, trust, trust, trust that you can. You have all that you need in this very life to wake up. In perfection of love and wisdom, trust, trust. You can do this. Thank you for your practice. We rarely, if ever, do a meditation, a practice on connecting with our intention, with our aspiration. And yet it's such an important practice to engage in, to reconnect. Who do I want to be? How do I want to show up and give our lives to it? Give our lives to these widening circles of development. And to have an image of the possibility of an invitation from the future. That yes, it is possible for us. So I'd love to invite you, if you wish, sharing any reflections that came up for you, what you discovered, what you noticed, any questions, complaints, it's all welcome. And please raise your Zoom hand if you would. Or you can type it in chat. If you type it to me in person, I won't say your name. If it's public, I will say your name. Yes, Don, please.
I just want to say thank you so much. That hit me, wow, how really well. And I love the sort of the... trying to describe it, but it's an exhortation at the end to trust, and you can do this. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Yes, You can do this. You can do this. The floor is open. Neil, please.
So, first of all, that was quite lovely. At some point, you know, I found myself worrying that I was gonna, you know, not be able to achieve my desires. You know, I found, you know, perhaps, you know, another way to say it was I felt overwhelmed by the, you know, the magnitude of what I was wishing for. You know, and I seemed to be able to kind of back away from it, but I wonder if you have any, you know, tricks or tips or something.
Yeah, thank you for that. I really appreciate you bringing that question and that aspect of overwhelm and how to work with that and not to problematize that. Yes, with many of the other practices that we've talked about, in order for the practice to find its stride, sometimes it goes too far in one direction and too far in one other direction, right? And what you're describing is it going in the direction of, oh my goodness, I want, this is extraordinary. And not the other direction could be many different things. For example, one not connecting with one's aspiration, like, oh, I can do it. It also, so there are many different places. So no problem. Just notice that that's where you are, as you have noticed. I'm saying this more generally, not just for you, Neil, but noticing, oh, this is what's happening. Okay, so what can be the healthy relationship? And the healthy relationship can be, this is beautiful. Neil, self, oh, this is beautiful. All these beautiful aspirations. So let the heart be buoyed. And the same way that, say, you know, if for example, what I'm holding here are the aspirations, if I were holding them really tight, like, ouch, right? Instead of, oh, aspiring to. So notice that contraction in your heart, in your body. Notice it physically when there's like, I want, which can lead to the overwhelm. But what if you hold it lightly as, oh, that is beautiful, as a sense of like brightness of heart, like beautiful. What gorgeous aspirations, what beautiful aspirations, what sacred aspirations, to be lifted up by them instead of being weighed down by them, which is kind of what you were describing, kind of weighed down with the overwhelm of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks so much for bringing that in. And Jerry asks, why are we filled with self-doubt regarding aspirations? Yeah. Good question. I think what you're bringing up, I think it would be couple of ways I would invite working with that. One is actually maybe doing it as an inquiry. If there are doubts, doubt. Interesting. Let me get to know you. What? Instead of pushing it away, but really getting to know what is the doubt, what's underneath it, getting to know the doubt. So investigation, Dhamma Vicaya, which is the second factor of awakening. So having curiosity about the doubt, let me get to know you without believing it, but having curiosity about it. And then another is to just call it, it's doubt. It's just doubt. It's just doubt, not believing it. So calling it out. So as you were asked, why are we filled? So an investigation might actually reveal itself. And, you know, doubt is just a voice in our heads, right? So what I was inviting you at the end was just a different way of seeing, just shifting. And as human beings, we really underestimate the power we have to see things differently. So the voice of doubt comes up habitually for whatever reasons in our past, history, conditioning, doubt. Oh, can I really do this? I can't do this. Then we believe it. So, okay, we'll say, well, thank you, doubt. Doubt, really appreciate your opinion. But then actually, what if I bring up, I can do this. Yes. Yes. In this very life. Yes. Trust. I am a human being, just like all the other human beings who woke up, just like the Buddha. We share 99.9999% of our DNA. I'm not so different. He was a human being. I'm a human being. I can expand and grow in love and compassion in way. Of course, yes, I can. So just bring that thought up. You have choice and see what that feels like. Experiment with wholesome thoughts. So just a couple of thoughts there. So I'd like to invite us to share our beings, the way we show up, however you're showing up, with our aspirations, and to aspire each other, to inspire each other in small groups. And it's so beautiful to share, to be in this way, to witness other people and to be witnessed. With our aspirations, with our doubts, and to be held with compassion and with trust that others can have in us. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. See what that can feel like in a small community of trusting each other, supporting each other in committing to your aspiration. It's just a commitment. It's just a giving ourselves. It's a dedication. It's a dedication. So that's the invitation. And let's start with 30 seconds of silent metta for each other, holding each other with care, silently in small groups. And then you can share as much or as little as you wish. So let's set up the small groups. And let's see here. Okay. I'm about to open them. Here we go. Take care of yourselves and each other. Okay, welcome back, everyone. So we have a few minutes left for reflections. What came up? What did you discover? Please, the floor is yours. I see lots of smiles. What was it like? This particular day or evening, this conversation. Sarah, please.
It was just nice connecting with other people. Even though I was really tired, I almost left before we broke out into groups, but I'm glad I didn't.
Yay. So nice, yeah. Right? It's energizing. Lovely to connect. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Sarah. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Don. Yeah. Thanks for your reflection. Enjoy talking with Mitra and Nicholas. Sweet. Yeah. Any other reflections? What was it like to share, to witness or be witnessed in your aspirations and this theme for tonight? Anything that was interesting, noteworthy? I'd love to hear your wisdom, even if you may doubt that it's wisdom, but we'd love to hear it. Yes, person on the phone, please.
It's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
And I really enjoy hearing the wisdom of my Sangha Zoom mates. And also, I must say, not to future think, but I'm pretty excited because I think we're doing a metta retreat next week. Deep bows.
Great. Thank you, Michael. Always good to hear from you. Yes, we are doing a metta retreat. It's actually a wisdom retreat. It's actually a wisdom retreat, come to think. Yes, Diana and I are teaching a wisdom retreat, which, of course, there will be metta infused in it. But yeah, and I won't be here on Friday because this week, yeah, my head is spinning. I'm teaching a lot this period. So starting tomorrow, I teach a retreat at Spirit Rock on practical emptiness, the womb of love and compassion, I believe is the title. So I will not see you on Friday, but I will be back on Monday. And well, any of you who are sitting that retreat, I think there's some of you, I'll see you tomorrow. So thank you all. Thank you all for your practice, for showing up, supporting yourself and others in the Sangha, and practicing for all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free as we practice in widening circles of aspiration. Thank you all. And now we'll do our, let's see, I'll stop.